welcome to our regular Town of Discovery Bay meeting. Can we rise and please join Director Gatto in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Okay, thank you. So this is the time in our meeting where we have public comment. Public comment is for anything that is not agendized, and we ask that you kind of keep it to 3 minutes. We're listening and hearing you, but are not able to respond. Is there any public comment? We'll go here and then we'll go here. Please come up.
Come up.
Yes, please, so we can hear you.
Okay,
thank you.
I might be redundant, but I haven't been to a meeting for quite a while. There's a few things I'd like to bring up. First of all, the entryway Discovery Bay. Is that ever going to get changed, get those little posts out of there?
That is actually on the agenda tonight.
Is it on the
agenda? It is on the agenda.
Can I give you some photos of what should be put out there?
No.
He's talking about the delineation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah,
wrong entryway. Okay. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
There's still people going by through there where the crosswalk is. And there's always been a few wrecks there recently. Also, I'd like to bring up the wall on the highway is still looking pretty bad. I don't know if anything's going to be done with that. And the landscaping along there is criminal. Discovery Bay, the turn in, new landscape on Discovery Bay Boulevard, there's already weeds growing through everything over there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only been a year and a half that they did that. They put all the blankets down there, so I know they tried to stop the weeds, but they're all growing through there. It looks terrible. Also, a lot of landscaping along the school and the marina. I mean, that's how we show people our area, how nice it looks. It looks terrible. Across from the school and the marina all the way down. And I feel that we really are in need of HOAs in the community. I'm in the golf course, so I'm fine. But the outside is starting to look worse and worse. Cars are parking on their lawns. The paint jobs are unbelievable they're putting in. It looks like a third world country almost in some of the areas. And that's, I'd like to know how we can try and get an HOA or what the...
I'm sorry, and what was your name?
Steve Gross.
Steve
Gross.
Thank you.
And I just know that. How do you go about trying to get an HOA again? It's a boat jack to get through the whole community or what? So that was my thing.
Thank you. We appreciate your comments.
Can I give you something?
If you want to give it over to General Manor.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
That's just my idea.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Kurt?
I have some handouts. Do I like give them to the bailiff and the bailiff gives them to you?
You can hand them out to us. Oh, wait, no. Give them to Kelly. Yeah, hand them over to Kelly and she can.
So as I mentioned last quarter meeting, one before, I'm not sure. I said I was going to do a survey about the landscape because it's important to know in aggregate, I mean, how the town feels.
Yeah, I want to make sure that the rest of the, you can put those back on the table. They're available to the public so they can see what we're looking at.
Thank you. Okay, so in line with the previous gentleman, I asked the town both on Facebook and on Nextdoor, how do you feel about landscaping? And the answer is it's fine. It needs improvement, and I'll pay money to back that up. And the net is that 63%, actually I did this on last Saturday, we've got 40 more results, it's actually 64% say that it needs improvement. So that comes in with this sample size at a 95% confidence level. So I think what this does is it answers one of the burning questions that I had was that, hey, is this just a few vocal people out there, or is it the mass? And it's definitely the mass.
can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
What was your sample size of that? I mean, 63% of how many people responded?
So that was 380. There's now 420 responses total.
So it's the mass of those responded, because we have about how many people?
16,000. Yeah. And
okay.
So this, based on statistical sampling, this represents a 95% confidence level or a 5% margin of error. At the same time, less than half the people who said it needs improvement were willing to pay for it, which equates to 25% or a quarter of the population. That's another data point. What was also interesting was that there was a big difference between Facebook respondents and Nextdoor respondents. And so there's a certain demographic element to this that could warrant further investigation. Are the Facebook people like older Discovery Bay and Nextdoor newer people? You have to really do another poll to find out the origin of the people to put that into the mix to figure that one out. Facebook, only 23% said it was fine. Where 77% said it was a good one. That was my goal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other public comment? Okay, any other public comment in the audience? Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and close public comment. We're gonna move to consent calendar. Is there any questions or discussion that needs to be had on the consent calendar? Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and open it up for public comment on the consent calendar. Is there any public comment?
No hands raised.
Okay, seeing no public comment, I'm gonna move it back to the board for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Couteau?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Consent calendar carries. Okay, we're gonna move on to presentations. Anthony, you are up. From Veolia.
Good evening, board.
What's happening?
Do we need to turn the things on?
Just turn the conditioning on.
Okay.
Water flowing down here, we're pushing it up here. Here it comes.
I like that.
We're getting there.
That's all right. I will definitely take a minute before I start reading this. I do want to thank the town for the town hall last weekend. I thought it was really good. Me as a participant here, I actually learned from some of our other participants here that I didn't see last year. So pretty cool event. And the verdict is in. The pencil plants actually outsold the golf balls this year. People really like the pencil plant, so we'll try that again next year too. So, but thank y'all for putting that on. I had a lot of fun and met a lot of people that, you know, sometimes we do business with all every day, but we don't actually get to talk with and do. So I encourage the town residents to come out to those events. But we really get to see what we do every day. So, but thank y'all for that. So on slide one, we're back up to 83 safe working days. This week actually is Veolia Safety Week across the world. In 48 countries, Veolia is celebrating Safety Week. We have a heavy emphasis on poor safety, OSHA requirements, things. We try to bring it in and make it mean something to our personnel. You know, we do, I guess you could say, tricks or skits or training work. You know, somebody's got to try to play baseball with their dominant hand tied behind their back to represent some, you know, losing your arm in the workplace, right? How do you hold your grandbaby or your child, or do you know, walk your daughter down the aisle or things like that when you don't have a leg anymore, when you're in a wheelchair, things like that. So we really make it personal. We also have fun with it and try to get people to remember what it is and how easy you can lose your life. You can lose your arm, your finger, and things like that. So. Hopefully next month I'll try to bring some photos. We actually had some pretty good participation this year. A couple of positives that came out. One, if y'all haven't, y'all probably met Jeffrey Dobritz, field supervisor, who's been here about 5 years. His firstborn son was born about 2.5 weeks ago, and I can tell you he hasn't slept very well since. But he's due back next week, actually. So he's been out with his wife celebrating his, of course, his first child. So we're giving him a lot of praise, but also ragging him as much as we can. So, and then another thing I thought that I would present to you guys, I didn't even know this was a thing. We kind of weren't really at a race with this. About a year and a half ago, I chose to start hiring as many young operators or young folks that weren't in our industry, literally hiring them from scratch and raising them up to become certified operators, say, in our field and our trade. That was a heavy burden to take on for a project, especially for a staff of 10 people. Sometimes that's hard to do when you have so many new hires. However, I was informed by Veolia North America that from March till September the 1st, we have the highest number of passed exams in the entire country.
That's great.
We actually have 7 eligible people that passed, or that's eligible to take water and wastewater exams. Out of those 7, 16 exams were passed from March to September. I didn't know that was a thing, but they let me know, so hey, you gotta stop training these folks so fast because we actually pay bonuses for that through the order. So I can watch it easy. So I'm like, no. So really, really good news for us. So
that's wonderful.
That's not easy to do, but it's good for our industry. So and it speaks good for Discovery Bay as well. So, on the next slide, we got all of the water wells are active, except of course well 7 is still down. We did get new spec from the contractor. They should have the remaining parts for the replacement of the well the first week of October. As soon as they get them confirmed to the right motor, right pump, things like that, we're going to schedule a time for them to come out. So I'm hopeful we will have it back in the ground by mid-October. But I'm trying to push them as hard as we can to not let that drag on too much longer. So, but we are at the mercy of well drillers, which is a typical thing for us. But so far we have not had to turn all up out. So new force been hanging in there. On the next slide, you can see the difference with well 7 being off at how slow we've been trying to hold Newport back and trying to let Willow take the lead. We've been pretty successful this year, as most years we're not able to do that. But we have hung in there. So, you know, we're at 80 million gallons last month from Willow and about 48 million gallons from Newport. So, pretty good difference from our normal trends. And we've got about 7,000 gallons of hydrochloride this month. So on the next slide, on our trends, you can really see the difference. If you look at, so this is world production, if you look at August of last year, and if you look at August of this year, matter of fact, for the last couple of months, we're significantly higher. In some cases, we're almost double. So we've been very fortunate to be able to run Willow as much as we have and get it through the choke points to the Newport side of town. And then, of course, if you look at the next slide, you can see that alternate or that difference on Newport, how much we've dropped here. So,
that was going to be my next question. You answered it before I could ask it. But the numbers are about the same. Still about 130, about 130 million gallons.
There, right?
Yeah.
If I would have been a gambling person in May when well 7 went down, I would have totally bet my paycheck that Willow wouldn't have been able to hang out this long without us starting well 5 on. And had we had a typical summer, that I probably would have been right. But in this case, the Newport side of town hasn't drawn nearly as much water this year. And for some reason, Willow is hanging in there pretty good. So we've gotten close a couple of mornings to the Newport getting low, but it hasn't been dry. So,
how do you control the production levels? Is it a pump
so
setting?
So each plant has its own pressure reading. So of course, the entire system's on pressure. Mm-hmm. So if one system, Newport sees a pressure drop,
whether Willow's on or not, they don't talk to each other, they're independent. So whether one system sees the pressure drop, it comes on and brings more booster pumps on and maintain pressure. So we just adjust those pressure points at the plant so to make the Willow come on first, especially how we control it.
Does the pressure affect the amount of gallons being produced?
Sure, okay. It can. The pressure in gallons is about how much water is moved through the system, right? To maintain pressure is just keeping the pump on. It's not necessarily pumping a bunch of water, it's just putting pressure against the main. The gallons of flow is totally based on usage. So we can maintain pressure with the lure pumps. If you look at the booster station, or if you go in there and go for a tour or something, we do have two jockey pumps that only sustain pressure. And we have a bigger booster pump, so it'll come on if the jockeys can't maintain.
I need to come back over there again, go over there.
Next slide. 25 coliform samples collected last month, 0 were positive. We did have 4 water quality complaints. These were related to what we found is one night or early one morning, our new Ford water plant reclaim pump was pumping water back out of the backwash tank. We started reclaim that top water, save it, not dump it down the drain. The reclaim pump didn't stop, got stuck on, and it just kept pumping and kept pumping until it actually got some of the maggots mm-hmm. strapped to the bottom of the tank. So literally by the time the first customer called us, which was great, they called the town, the town called us, by the time we got out there, we had literally, it had just gotten to about the Newport Drive Slacker Park area. There were several little cul-de-sacs right there about your area. Did a call, and we were able to flush 32 hydrants during that event just to make sure it didn't get anywhere else. And the residents seemed to be pretty pleased. No follow-up complaints or anything after that event. So
the water's still safe, though. It's just
that's what we do. Yeah. So brown water is one of those. It's called a secondary contaminant, iron and manganese. It's not health threatening. It's an aesthetic thing. So nobody wants to drink water that looks like coffee. You know, as simple as that. But it's not harmful to your life. Technically, 32 valves were exercised during that event, but we forgot to put it. So 32 hydrants flushed and 32 valves exercised on that.
So is that going to help you with your scheduled flushing that you had been putting off?
Absolutely. Yeah. It does, and it's times like this where we use that for the flushing instead of just going back to the same hydrant flushing again for no reason. We know we've got good water there, we'll move the flushing to a deader end or a low-flow area.
Nice.
On the next slide, wastewater lift stations, all 15 lift stations are active. No emergency repairs or anything on those. We're hanging in there pretty well, so I can really do the report there. On the next slide, wastewater plant 2, this time last year we were 34 million gallons, and and about the same this year, 34.4, 34.8. Our influent average is about 0.97 million gallons, and our discharge average is about 1.38. The reason that's a little bit higher is we're still actually discharging a lot of that rainwater that we've been holding from January to March. So we've started maybe at the capacity or room to process it through the plant, get it out of the way. So hopefully we have enough room available if we get into another one of those rain events in the next couple of months. on the next slide. This ain't the favorite topic yet.
I know, I'm looking ahead. That's why you heard me chuckle.
That's what you're looking at. But you can really see on this graph, total monthly flow, those rain events really stick out like a sore thumb, don't they?
Yeah.
If you look at August versus August last year, we're on par with our running out of average. So, and the same with on the next slide, we have average discharge flow. We're about the same. Nothing really new there. Now we're on the favorite topic. So look at that August number. Couple of theories behind that number. One of the more probable theories is what's happening to the amount. The other theory is that the rainwater that happened so violently in January, December, January, March, has started to make its way to the aquifer. And that's more probable. So, and that does, can help us a little bit, but that won't be for too much longer. So, So, but the good news is that this late in the year, even if we were to turn those seven back on tomorrow, we're still under them.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting theory, though, from the standpoint of if we, you know, if we have another El Nino year, which they're talking about actually us having rain again this year, hopefully, that will continue to dilute that aquifer, which could have some long-term effects.
If we get rainwater, the aquifer gets recharged, and we get fresh water and dilution, and we don't have as many solids. And then, of course, this is, again, on the wastewater side. So this is all of that fresh water that's making it through the system.
Right.
And getting all the way out to the
right.
River, which is where that sample's taken. So, so that's how drastically that can affect us.
That takes 4 to 5 months for the rainwater to go.
And in most places, it takes, sometimes some places, it takes 2 years.
Wow.
It just depends on how deep, but our aquifer level and where our pumping stage is, it can't be that quick. So, but and you're saying, yeah, that's not very quick. That's pretty quick for an hour.
I believe it. Just in my conceptually, that doesn't make sense. But
absolutely. So and yeah, and we'll see if September's seems to be that low again. That's probably the case. It'll start lingering, and then eventually it'll start coming back up. So on next slide, there's all of our BODs. We're doing really well, well under the limits. Our BODs, our protocol forms. The hot topic on this side is, of course, you know, the conductivity reading. Your actual number right now is 2170. Because of the DNIC project, we have left what our nitrate levels used to be at 28 before, prior to the DNIC project. And now we are at 5.
That's
awesome. The new permanent limit will be 10 after the 31st of December. And the best we've seen so far is 3.5. Which is really good on nitrate side. The problem is if we run the nitrates that low, then we jack up the ammonia on the other side because it's a kind of a balance beam, right? And we do have an ammonia limit as well, so we've got to be careful. We kind of have to treat and knock out the nitrates as best we can without raising that ammonia too much. So, but we have been under the new cloning limit since the day we changed the process, so we're doing very well.
Is the ammonia a byproduct?
Ammonia is natural. So ammonia,
right.
Ammonia, nitrates, and nitrites are a cycle in itself. So once you lower one, you create the other. So denitrification and nitrification and nitrogen are all one cycle. So what you, if you counterbalance one, you create the other. And ammonia, of course, too much ammonia, you know what that smells like in your water, same thing with wastewater. It's just compacting. And on the next slide, we did have one SSO that was on Wild Pork. It was so small that we couldn't even gauge how much came out of the manhole itself. It didn't follow, it literally followed the little canal, a little crack in the roof. Customers called us immediately. We got out there, pumped it down, and it was literally a clog. We do feel like it doesn't look like it was wastewater clog at all. It looks like there was some sediment, some maybe concrete debris, sand, stuff like that was pushing back on that line. So I had fun with one of y'all's fellow constituents there, blaming it on him, but it wasn't them.
Well, I did talk to my neighbors, though. On behalf of all my neighbors, they apologize. I'm not sure who's the responsible party is, but.
So, yeah, no, but that, you know, that's exactly why, you know, the residents called us pretty quickly. This is, you know, the third or fourth time they've called us. We've gone down there and got it, and it's not reportable. Less than 500 gallons is not reportable under the state law. And in this case, I couldn't report it. I can't get something to us. It's not a little bit. So, perfect example of giving us a call and we'll get it.
Yeah, and your team showed up and in full force. So.
Yeah, so thank y'all. That's what it, you know, if it happens, we would much rather it be like that than the other way around. So,
that's
good. So, yeah, zero customer complaints after that, and that's all I have. So.
Thank you. Is there any questions from the board for Anthony?
Nope.
Okay, thanks, perfect. Anthony. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it. Okay, so now we're going to move on to discussion and possible action. First one is discussion and possible action to approve and purchase the installation of new audio video equipment for Town Discovery Bay Boardroom. Alan.
Good evening, Board. Before you, is a staff report that talks about the purchase and installation of the new AV system. I think we all remember the June 7th board meeting we had, at least for me, a capacity crowd that was here. I definitely felt the frustration that the board and the audience felt. Some of those problems were the feedback that came from the microphones, the Bluetooth, how we had to keep resetting it because of recycling. The call-in attendees really couldn't hear us, and when speakers were speaking, the attendees within the room could not hear. So we recognized that there was an issue, and so we went out to get quotes for the installation, and we had three, one of which basically would not respond to us. The other ones came out, looked at our system, and wouldn't give us a quote, and the third one is the one that's before you this evening. Staff realizes this is an expensive expenditure, but on the positive note, if the board decides to go through with this installation purchase, this is a system that can be installed and taken down when we get a new facility to put that in. We choose if the options play the way they are and we have to keep it here, that's fine too. We also talked to staff. Kelly and I met with the gentleman and his assistant, and we're trying to repurpose as much as we can. So we're going to repurpose the televisions, one of the cameras, and there's two other pieces of equipment, which I don't exactly know what they do, but he says we can use those as well because they're relatively new. So at this point, staff is asking for the recommended action to approve the purchase and installation of new audio video equipment for the Township of Bay Boardroom. And that is before you see
me. The quote that's included, does that also include support for it? So like if we stay here, great. If we end up moving to a different boardroom, is there an additional cost to move that?
Yes, the labor of uninstalling it and reinstalling it somewhere else will play a factor. And at that point, we'll have to determine, do we still want to use the same TVs? Do we still want to use the same camera? We're going to look at, obviously, what is... If it's a new facility that we're moving into, we want to have the best equipment because it's going to serve the board as well as our residents in a favorable way.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for public comment, please. Leonard? Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Kurt?
Where is the camera? There's a camera?
It's in the back.
It catches your back. Okay. I never knew there was a camera. That should go into Zoom. And Zoom is being recorded, right? So in theory, it should be recorded. So the quote expired 2 days ago. And I started going through it and looking at it. I worked in high tech for many years. And I found difficulty in reading what they had and putting a product against it. So, you know, like this $3,900 component, I have an inkling of what it does, but I don't know which one they're talking about. And this is quite an extensive system. It's deluxe. It is, I think, more than what we need. I think I could put this together with about 7 laptops, Zoom, another couple of cameras, and do the same, effectively, the same thing. Having owned my own business for many years, you know, spend money as if it were your own. As your own business person, that's obvious when you're in government or a large corporation. Not so obvious. So I would I would think about revisiting this and looking at it as, well, how does this solve the problem? This puts in like deluxe, you know, sound system that is way beyond, I think, what we need. I might ask somebody, how do we fix the problems, these specific problems that we have, not how do we upgrade our system to the deluxe version. I was going to sound a quote, but they said they won't haul away the boxes. How ridiculous is that? They won't pay for disposal. Presumably they're making a markup on the equipment that's coming in. They're making a margin. They're doing service, but they won't haul away their own boxes. That's ridiculous. I agree with whoever said on the support, I don't see anything about training. A complex system like that is going to probably need some training. And lastly, I noticed there was a TV for reception. I don't know how that really plays into this, and that seems like a scope creep to me. Good idea, but it's not like, let's address the problems and then put it into the reception.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
No hands raised.
Okay, I'm going to bring it back to the board for discussion.
So I do technology for a living, and looking at this, the quote is, to me, a little overblown as well. So it does seem like they put together a pretty comprehensive system, but in a room this size, I don't necessarily think that the expenditure matches what we need. And I also, looking at just some of the individual line items, there is a very steep markup on some of the components that seems like it's hidden in there. Things like a display port to an HDMI adapter cable being $83. I realize there's some price points that have to be met at government, but I think that this is a little inflated.
Quick question. You had mentioned we've gone out to a couple other companies to get quotes. So there was no, how many total companies did we go out to and what was their response? Because it sounded like there was a couple that didn't respond at all.
Well, one didn't respond. One actually, we met him in this room and showed him what the issues were and explained what the problems were. And he never would get back to us with an actual quote. And I recognize this system is it's costly, I understand that. But I also understand too that if should we go to another facility, this system will be able mm-hmm. to be moved to that. And I understand what the speakers had said, you know, prior to coming in, you know, we don't necessarily need this. Well, we don't need it till we need it. And we don't need it, you know, we can get by unless we have another really extensive meeting where the public's coming in. But at this point, this is a system that a vendor gave us. I understand it's markup.
Yeah.
And this is a system that can be portable. So I just leave it at that.
Michael, are you aware of any companies that we might reach out to?
Not out here, no. Okay. One of my other concerns is, you know, the installation being $3,000, I get that. Labor's expensive, especially at government level. But then the programming on top of that of another $3,000 seems excessive. I realize that I hope this doesn't come across as a dig on anybody that worked on this project. Because I know you guys just simply said, we need something to solve this problem, and they came up with something that absolutely this would solve our problems. I just think it solves our problems a little too well.
And can you clarify, Michael, just for everyone on, it's like government pricing is we have to pay prevailing wages.
Yes.
We have to go out and try and get three quotes. If they don't respond. Yeah.
I do realize that like anybody can look at this and say, well, you know, I can go down to, you know, I guess Fry's used to be around, but Best Buy, and I could buy all of this stuff at Best Buy and I could do this thing for $4,000. Yes, you probably could, but you can't from a government, right?
Correct. Yeah. And, I'm somewhat of a disadvantage because you have that background, the gentleman that came up and spoke about his expertise in this area, you know. No one in staff here really has that expertise. 100%. And so I look at it from the perspective of this is a system that's going to meet our needs. It's a system that's going to be portable. And it's something that we could possibly need in the future if we have a meeting that's as contentious as the June 7th meeting.
Did when you guys went to them, obviously you explained what the problems were, but did we have a concrete list of these are the must-haves, nice-to-haves, and, you know?
No.
Okay.
What we explained to them was, we explained what happened at the meeting, we explained all the problems we were having. You know, some of the problems that he explained to us is the configuration of this room. We have low ceilings. You know, that causes a problem. So some of that technology that's in this quote will hopefully overcome that. And he's assuring me that it will. As far as the training, we did not talk about training, but he was very, very favorable in helping us out. And I don't think that is going to be an issue, but I will confirm that.
Another random question. So this configuration is for this room. Again, future thinking, if we decide that this is not where the boardroom is going to be, and we go into a different room, it has higher ceilings, and we don't necessarily need all this equipment, are they willing to buy back some of that equipment, or do they have like a return policy at that point so we're not out?
No, they're not willing to buy back the equipment, but he was telling me or us that if we went go to a bigger building, say 30-40% bigger than this, the equipment that we would have in this room would work for a new room provided us within that size range.
Any other questions, discussion, thoughts?
I always kind of get into a dilemma when we get to this point in the conversation, because I don't want to burden staff with more work, but we only do have one price here. I know you've been diligent in trying to find other people to do it, but maybe we should table it temporarily and see if you can't find reciprocal quotes, and see if you can't spend a little more time looking for a vendor to at least give us another competitive quote. It's difficult only having one quote. And again, I empathize with what I'm saying, Alan. I know that you've been on the phone hours trying to find people to respond. And so, honestly, I empathize with the burden that I'm putting on staff by saying that. And it's difficult, but I really think that we may, based on what Michael has said, we may want to try one more time to see if we can't find vendors to give us at least another competitive quote. And if it still comes back at $30,000, then okay, well, look it. That's what it's going to cost.
Yeah. Michael.
Because we only have one number to look at right now, I think, and that's where I think everybody. I don't think that we could go to. I know I couldn't. Michael might be able to, but we had people that kind of pretty much knew what they were doing, put together the piecemeal system that we have here now by buying bits and pieces, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's got to be a comprehensive system. So. With all due respect to those that think that they could do a better job for a lot cheaper, I don't know if I necessarily buy off on that either. But I'm not, that's not my bailiwick. I'm not in the tech industry. I'm, you know, a lowly
golfer,
civil servant. So, but I would like to maybe suggest that we table this temporarily and see if we can't find another vendor or two would be optimum with the high-tech industry area that we live in. I don't know how far out we can reach or how where they'll come from, but between San Jose to San Francisco, up that corridor, you think we'd be able to find maybe another quote. And again, I apologize to you right now, Ellen, for making that suggestion.
Can we maybe ask them to pare down some of this stuff? I mean, can we go through and say, this is we 100% need, this we may not need, or like this is something that we can do
later on, right? Get another quote from another company. Well, they could come in with a very different point of view, and so that would be good to compare this to as well.
I would look at it from that perspective. We don't know what we need and don't need, so for us to decide for them, and then they're going to say, well, when you come back to me and say it doesn't do what you want it to do, it's because you told me to leave this out. So you almost have to rely on them to be the experts. They got to be the SMEs. They got to be the subject matter experts. But I think if we get, as Carolyn suggested, and what you're alluding to too, Ashley, other input, other perspective from another company, at least at one other company, that may help us understand a little bit better where they're coming from. I don't think they knew at the time that they were the only people that were going to end up bidding this thing, did they?
No.
Okay, well, that helps. But anyway,
I would never tell.
That would be, my suggestion would just be to table this temporarily and put up with what we have and hope it doesn't bite us before we can improve things.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a little bit of a conundrum because that June 7th meeting was brutal. I mean, it was brutal and so
there's no question it has to happen.
We don't want to put ourselves in a position where we're doing that again.
And the parameters are good. It still needs to be something that can be moved if, in fact, a year from now we're in a different boardroom.
And they're also using top-of-the-line equipment. Extron is industry standard, top-of-the-line. Everyone uses Extron, right? But it's also very expensive.
Yeah. Anyway, that would be my suggestion. I'm done.
Okay. So it looks like, is there any other discussion? So does it sound like we have a motion at this point? So we will go ahead and table it. And I think direction to staff is to see if we can find some more quotes. Thank you, Alan. Thank you for your hard work on it. I mean, it's not an easy thing, so we appreciate that. Did I do that right?
Yes, so just to clarify, there was no motion, just direction given to staff as to come back in the future.
Correct. Thank you. Okay, so we're gonna move on to discussion item number 2, discussion and possible action to approve the Pause on Parade event at the community center on October 21st. Monica.
Before this discussion starts, I need to recuse myself because I was asked to be a vendor.
And I think Brian, Director Gunto, also needs to recuse himself.
As a board member of the club, the Lions Club, I also recuse myself.
So I'm going to step out in the back.
As a dog owner, I'm going to.
Well, I
so everybody does.
Everybody's out.
Everybody's out.
Go ahead,
Thank
Monica.
Thank you.
The Discover Bay Lions Club has come to us and they want to do a Pause on Parade event here. This is an event that's happened in previous years before COVID and then when that shut down, everything shut down. But Lions Club would like to bring it back. It will solely be a Lions Club event. It's held out on the event lawn area here. It will be on Saturday, October 21st. They will have food will be sold, they'll have vendor booths, some tents, a dog parade. They will, of course, agree to the conditions of approval before you. It's just a few-hour event. We'll ensure we have all the proper insurance and meet all the conditions of approval. So what staff is looking for, we'd like to do, because what they raise does go back to our dog park. So they're doing this to benefit the town and our dog park. To rent the event lawn for the hours they want is a total of $150. We'd like to waive that. Again, as the proceeds will go back to us. We will, though, go ahead and collect $900 up front, and that will be refunded to them so long as $400 of that is for a dumpster fee. That's a direct cost. There's no markup on that. So long as we don't have to call for an extra dumpster pickup, that's something standard we do with all groups. We're happy. We're just not going to add additional expense to this budget. And then a $500 refundable damage deposit. So what we're looking for is for to approve the Discover Bay Lions Club pause on parade event at the community center October 21st, subject to the conditions of approval, and authorize the general manager to waive the rental fees of $150 associated.
Perfect, thank you. Are there any questions from the board to Monica? Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and open it up for public comment. Is there any public comment on this?
No hands raised.
Okay, I'll bring it back to the board for discussion and possible motion.
No other discussion? I make a motion that we approve the Pause on Parade event to be held on October 21st, 2023.
I'll second that, because it's a great event.
Before you go, does that include the staff's recommendation for the waiver of the fee?
Yes,
and
that does, yes. In addition, it approves, yes, staff's suggestion about waiving the $150.
We're good with that?
Yes, I second the modified motion.
Thank you. Can we get a roll call vote, please?
Director Grant.
Aye.
Director Graves.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. We're excited to have it. Director Gutto, Director Callahan.
Oh, don't tell him.
You're welcome to come back.
We just put it down.
Yeah.
So what you were saying, Carolyn.
Yeah. I just don't remember if you have to stay in there.
No.
Take my Frenchies, Brian.
Well, if anything, I mean, Bill should be thanking me. We're going to bring all kinds of irrigation to the field there, courtesy of all the animals.
Okay. So we're going to move on to the next item, which is also Monica. Discussion and possible action to approve the community center wall ball surface, Cornell Park tennis pickleball resurface, and Silver Park basketball resurface.
Yeah, so we've worked with Saviano Company quite a bit, and they recently did the resurfacing of the basketball court at Cornell and done a fantastic job. They're professional, quick response time, they communicate well, as well as they've resurfaced the courts here, and they've lasted well beyond the years that they should. And we're very proud of the progress we've been making here at the community center. We have the new wall ball. Keeping up with that momentum, what we'd like to do is resurface the surface area of the both sides of the wall ball. It's got lots of risers and weeds growing through and cracking, and not to mention it's just an eyesore. So we would like, that's part one of
this. That's the concrete in front?
It's concrete currently. It's going to be like a surface of an actual tennis court.
So the 12,000 would be the demo and?
It's they surface over it.
I'll go over
so
again.
They fix all the cracks and seal
them. I follow you.
And then, again, with Cornell Park, undergoing all the improvements with the Prop 68, we want to keep up with that. So we got a price which the tennis and pickleball court over there, if you've seen it, is long overdue for some attention. So we would like to move forward with that. And then the county also has approved, they have monies budgeted in Zone 61 for Silver Park basketball court. I've been communicating with them, and they're thrilled. That came in way under budget for what they were hoping. So the community center wall ball surface resurface is $12,000, and that would be funded by the community center account. At Cornell Park, tennis and pickleball courts is $14,000, and what we would do is utilize the approved fiscal year 23-24 CIP monies that we've approved in this year's budget, and then the county has already approved money for the basketball court, isn't it?
Okay.
So staff requests the above work be performed by Saviano and authorize the general manager to approve and execute all contracts.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Monica regarding this? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for public comment. Okay, bring it back to the board for discussion. Are there any other discussion items about this?
Well, I just wanted to comment that from the Park and Rec committee standpoint, very excited. These are awesome improvements. So congrats and thank you for bringing us this forward. So I'm in support. Michael.
Yeah, no, and you mentioned that wall gets used a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. So it's clearly something that the town utilizes. So I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Roll call vote, please.
Director Grant?
Aye.
Director Gutto?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Yay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bill, you are up. Discussion and possible action to approve funding for the Discovery Bay front entrance replacement uplighting.
Good evening. While staff was asked to begin thinking about a landscape redesign plan for the front entrance, but before that, well, we were also asked to get the uplighting fixed. The uplighting of the trees hasn't been operational for some time. The uplighting of the signage and the words Discovery Bay are more residential grade and just aren't bright enough. We did meet with three contractors, and you can see the estimates in the staff report. The only issue is the possibility of replacing some underground wires, conduit and such, depending on the age and condition. In two of the quotes, that's included, and in the third quote, you can see they bumped in a figure for having to do that. We also looked into solar. Won't be bright enough for who our needs are up there in front of us. So tonight we're requesting the board approve funds in the amount not to exceed $12,000 for the replacement of the uplighting at the front entrance of Discovery Bay and authorize the general manager to execute any and all contracts and payments to Lucas Electric.
Okay. Is there any questions, clarifying questions for Bill?
So to be clear, the quote amount is the $5,337 and the $5,000 is a contingency if the wiring needs to be replaced.
Exactly.
Any other questions, clarifying questions? Okay, can I open it up for public comment? Is there any public comment? Okay, I'm gonna bring it back to the board for discussion and possible motion.
Well, I think that area is very important to the town, and really, especially with our, I guess I won't get started on the delineators up there, but I think it's really important, and having the lights up there, I think would be a big, big add, and would really show off the entry to Discovery Bay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director Brandt.
Aye.
Director Coteau.
Aye.
Director Graves.
Aye.
President Callahan.
Aye.
President Porter.
Aye. Motion carries to approve staff recommendation for uplighting.
I'll
thank you.
I'll say before that, if you guys don't
okay. Is there is Monica? Okay. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and move on to manager reports. I think Monica, you're up again. We have recreation update. Welcome again.
Thank you. So just a quick update for you on our pickleball courts. So those courts were put in brand new 3 years ago, completed in September of 2020, and we've had a lot of issues with the courts, the surfacing. Staff has been in constant communication with the company. They are coming back out and are going to repaint all of the pickleball courts, not just a few that had problems. So all of it's going to be redone. So just want to inform you that the courts will be closed from October 2nd to October 8th. They're rescheduled to open October 9th. If they get done early, of course, we'll open them, but we would rather have everybody prepare and be surprised if they get to open early. We've already posted signs on all the gates, on all the courts, on the doors going into the courts, everywhere we can plaster it, and communicated with the pickleball groups that we, you know, kind of the main players to let them know.
And they understand and they're okay with it.
Yeah, everybody wants it done. I think they're happy that staff, they've actually sent Alan and I emails thanking us for continuing to stay on top of this and not just let it slide through and accept the way it looks. So,
and this is warranty work, right?
It
this is.
Yes,
there's
no cost. It's warranty work. This is not costing us a penny. So no, they've actually communicated and been very thankful and grateful that we've been so on top of it. Dina and Al and I met with them out there a company-wide day, and their foreman agreed and said, this looks terrible, and I'm gonna go before his bosses and let them know, and he did, and this is what they're proposing to do, so.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
sure.
it, yeah, thank you. Okay, now we're gonna move on to general manager's report.
Yeah, so I have three items to update you on. One, we had our second annual town hall event. We didn't have as many participants as we would have liked, but I think still it was a good event. We did our best to put on something that would be informative to residents if they came. Filter project will be starting, the Willow filter project will be starting in November. So we had some construction meetings today, or pre-construction meetings today, and those will be ongoing until the project starts. The last thing, I just want to give you some updates on some of our landscaping. So we've been making some headway. Hopefully some of you have noticed, but Clipper Drive is almost complete. So they've really been moving along at Clipper Drive. So I'm excited by the work those are doing there. So weeds were also taken down on Highway 4, which we're responsible for. Mm-hmm. So the portion of Highway 4 that we're responsible for, we've mm-hmm. taken that down. The park and ride, weeds have been mitigated there. That's still ongoing. It's in progress, but they did a pretty good job of getting the initial weeds out, and then they're going to go through and clean it up even further. And then also Ravenswood Park, their fencing there has been replaced, so that is now fixed. So,
What section of Highway 4 are we responsible for, and what section is because it's CHP?
Yeah, so we're responsible for, I think, the part by Ravens.
Discover Bay to
So like Bixler.
Okay.
And then everything like Safeway back is CHP.
Caltrans. It's Caltrans. Okay. That's correct.
And we call them on a fairly regular basis.
We always try to get on their docket to come out.
You're talking about Pacific Waterways.
So it's the Rugaga area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Perfect. Thank you.
And
thank you for all the hard work, you and staff, for putting together the town hall. I think it was excellent. You did a great job of making sure it was organized. The food and the cupcakes and everything were great. I know that is not an easy thing to do, and so appreciate your time in putting it together and then spending time on your Saturday with us to make sure it was a successful event. So
did you track this town hall event against the last one? What was the attendance like?
We had 22 at the last one. We had 16.
Okay, so down from the last one.
Correct.
And did that include board members, or is that
no
additional?
That was 16 residents.
Okay, so outside of us.
Mm-hmm. And also, just so that you're aware, we're also putting all these landscape updates on social media so that people are aware that we know we had some issues in the past, mostly with staffing and trying to get extra help out here. So we're trying to update the community with our social media posts of where we're at, where we're going to be, and then when it's complete, the show has been completed. So.
Okay.
I'd like to just ask a quick question of Bill. So I noticed that right at the corner of Bixler and Highway 4, that corner where there's people put signs, there's this play and that play. Suddenly, I hadn't noticed before, the weeds are really growing and some bricks were down on the sidewalk. So I didn't know if that was something you were already working on, but it's happening.
I didn't know about the bricks.
There was a car that plowed into that area over there.
Okay,
I'm not
there
sure.
There you go.
And that's county area.
That would be county, I think.
Okay, so we maintain it, but the county pays us to maintain it. So we kind of need them to give us approval to fix that, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying. Any other questions? Okay, any future agenda items? Perfect. Well, I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting closed, 7:57. Thank you.